Morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, July 21st. It's a regular meeting of the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners. I'd like to open this meeting in honor of our new neighbor, Senor Fish, that just opened a new restaurant. And I just want to let you know they have great, great breakfasts and lunches, and let's support family right next door. Okay, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Good morning. Let the record reflect Commissioner Soboroff, Madison, and Figueroa Villa are present, and we have a quorum. Number one on the agenda, election of officers.
We will postpone the election of officers until all the commissioners are here. So let's postpone it to next week and see if everybody's here.
Our next meeting, Mr. President, will be August 4th.
Okay, so we'll postpone to August 4th.
Thank you. Number two on the agenda, commission comments. Number three on the agenda, the report of the Chief of Police, Chief Beck.
Morning, Chief.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'll be brief. We have a long agenda, but there are a couple things I wanted to comment on. First, the Mayor and I did the mid-year crime press conference a couple of weeks ago. We reported crime increases in the city of Los Angeles. I wanted to put those in some perspective today as we've had continuing progress on these numbers. Right now, part one crime in Los Angeles stands at 11.7% increase. That's better than the 12.4 we reported at mid-year, and much better than the 15.2% increase we reported at during the first quarter of the year. Violent crime stands at 19.1% increase, gained a full point since our mid-year press conference in reduction, and is much lower than the first quarter statistic, which was 28.6% increase. We continue to move these numbers forward. Property crime, 10% increase year to date, and that's an improvement from a 12.4% increase at the quarter. So the strategies that we put in place have been making progress. Gang crime, we stand at 14.9% increase. At the end of the first quarter, we were at 19.7, so we made almost 5 percentage points reduction of that. So we're making progress. Obviously, we're not where we want to be, but we're better than we were. I'm proud of the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department. They have spent considerable time and effort to make a difference in these numbers, and that effort will continue for the rest of the year. Traffic collisions. So far in the city of Los Angeles, we've had 26,407 reportable traffic collisions, as compared to 11% less last year. We've seen a slight increase in driving under the influence traffic collisions. We've seen a fairly significant increase in hit-and-run, general hit-and-run collisions of 12.1%. Those are primarily property damage only type hit and runs. Our serious hit and runs, those that involve serious injuries or fatalities, are down slightly, about 2.1%. Motor vehicle versus pedestrians in general are up 3.4%, but those of a serious nature with injury or death are down 15.1%. I will point out, and as I have commented on many times, one of the reasons the Los Angeles Police Department so vigorously enforces pedestrian violations and pedestrian right-of-way violations when committed by vehicles is the number of fatalities we've had involving pedestrians. And so far this year today, we've had 43 of those. Bicycle-involved traffic collisions are down 3.3%, and serious bicycle-involved collisions are down 7.6%. We have 9,925 Los Angeles police officers at this time, 2,678 civilian personnel, 599 civilian vacancies. We have just over 400 reserve police officers, 372 specialist volunteers, 61 chaplains, and 6,183 cadets. I will point out that we started a new academy class this past week, and we have 49 recruits in that academy class, and I think that is one of four classes that are currently in the academy. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. We do have one public comment card. We have Prentice Jenkins.
Morning, Board. You know, people who are crushed by power, they have no hope. They're crushed by the law. They have no hope of power. And then those, what happens is the law becomes the enemy, and they become the enemy of the law. And those that have most to hope for and nothing to gain or nothing to lose, those people become dangerous. That's Edmund Burke, 1777. Ezell Ford, Brendan Glenn, Charlie Africa are all dead, but they still have a voice. And I'll continue to come here and give them a voice, give the dead a voice. We're continuing to ask and press the board for this subcommission of people like ourselves, Mr. Bill Watkins back there, of individuals like ourselves. In reality, Chief Beck, I'll continue to say I'm a fan of yours. I think you're doing a great job. I don't agree with everything you've done, but I think you're doing a great job. I want the board to understand that I respect this board, because without this board, we wouldn't have a voice. We couldn't talk to Chief Charlie Beck. So understand, Mr. Soveroff, Ms. Madison, and everyone on the board, I do respect you as a board. I may not respect everything that you did, but I do respect you as a board. I want you to understand that we need this subcommission. I've introduced my proposal to Mr. Bustamante. I took it over to his office. I don't know if you have it, Mr. Bustamante. You can tell me what you do. I'd like a response. But we need a subcommission of people like ourselves. Without that.
Stay on topic, okay? Thanks.
Thank you. Item number four on the agenda, the report of the Executive Director, Mr. Tiefenk.
Morning, Mr. President, members of the Commission. Just a few brief items. There will be no meeting next week, July 28th. Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, August 4th. After that date, we'll be back on a regular weekly schedule. Commissioner vacations will conclude, and we'll be back meeting every week, with the exception of the Tuesday following Labor Day, September 8th, we'll be off. But through August, we will have meetings each week. Also today, the Department has requested that on the agenda, item 9, Emma's and Mary, be continued to August 4th due to the unavailability of Chief Grimala due to a prior conflict. So 9M would be continued to the meeting of August 4th. And that concludes my report.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 5 on the agenda, the report of the Inspector General, Mr. Bustamante.
Thank you, Commissioners. I know we have a packed agenda, but I want to take a little moment to introduce you to one of your new investigators. If I can have Craig Jeffrey stand up. Craig Jeffrey's
welcome, Craig.
New hire from my office. He's an accomplished and decorated detective from Scotland Yard, London. We received awards from Bravery and commendations from Scotland Yard and the FBI. He spent time in their prestigious flying squad that specialized in commercial armed robbery and also their counterterrorism command, investigating complex and sensitive matters throughout Europe. He has a civil rights background and is also a tactics and firearm expert with extensive investigative experience. So a strong addition to our office, and I hope to introduce him to you personally in the near future. And that concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. We do have one public comment card. We have Prentice Jenkins.
I'd like to know when the video of Charlie Africa's murder is going to be released, Chief Beck. I mean, we keep talking about body cameras.
Stay on topic, please.
That's a significant incident, sir.
Well, and speak to the person who is on topic. It's Inspector General this time.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking to the entire board, when is the video of Charlie Africa's murder going to be released? Charlie Africa was murdered. When is the video of Brendan Glenn, who was murdered, going to be released? We keep talking about body cameras. But if you could put body cameras on cops, they just had a report of Fox 11 had a report that all these body cameras that these cops had, you don't still don't get to see the video. Anytime the public does not get to see the video, we assume that you're hiding something. Because cops do hide stuff. Cops will act like criminals sometimes. And when they get caught, they're going to hide stuff, just like criminals are going to hide stuff. The reality is this. We need to see the video. I mean, no matter what the video says, if the video exonerates the cops, it's important that you... I bet if that video was exonerated those cops, we'd see it. But that video does not exonerate those cops. That's why we haven't seen it yet. And then I must admit, maybe you just, Chief Beck, you just need more time. I'm willing to give you more time. But at some point, we do need to see the video of these men being killed by cops. These men are dead. They're laying in the ground now. Brendan Glenn was minding his own business. Ezell Ford were in their neighborhoods minding their own business. And they ended up dead. And we need to see the video.
Now, on item number six consists of information items and filed items relative to noise variances and special event permits submitted for the period ending July 17, 2015. Item number seven, presentations. Do we have any presentations?
None today.
Thank you. Item number eight, consent agenda items. These items are considered to be routine and non-controversial, upon which the board is provided with adequate information for approval without inquiry or discussion. We do have a comment card on 8A. Would a commissioner wish to pull any other item?
On the consent calendar.
That would be 8B through 8CC.
Speaker?
Yeah, we're not ready yet. I'll move approval of all of the others with thanks to all of the donors.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we're back to 8A.
8A, we have Bill Watkins.
Morning, sir.
Morning. My chest hurts, and I'm twitching still from fireworks over the 4th of July. And we're handing out guns a lot, and I think it is a controversial issue. I think some of these issues should be held over, I hope, soon. I hope in some commission meetings we'll have debate on weapons and weapon permits and the costs that it creates for us here in Los Angeles. You know, we have a gentleman from Scotland Yard well aware of unarmed policing and how effective it can be. For your citizenry and going after something like the illegal bombs in my neighborhood. I'm in the Hollenbeck area, but I think it's citywide. And actually, if you go on Craigslist and look up fireworks for sale, you'll see a lot of illegal selling right there. In fact, there's a guy selling to Orange County, LA, San Fernando Valley, all throughout right now on Craigslist, right? Literally right now, selling more bombs. I just want our money and our attention on something that matters to me in my living room, where I hear the bombs. And we're handing out more guns. This is my one objection. I don't know why you voted on all the other ones before you heard me. It's disrespectful. I'm 8A, and so I'm first. And then you go on to 8B, 8C, 8D. Okay, that's not rocket science. That seems like good orderly direction, which spells God. So I hope we look at this as a controversial issue in the future. Guns are killing people, like my friend Prentice Jenkins has mentioned, and it's costing the city a lot of money. Meantime, I'm not getting help with my issue as someone who's overdosed twice, unfortunately. That's my fault, but it left me with PTSD and a bad heart. And I get chest pain, and there are veterans all throughout the city who suffer from this too, who dread the 4th of July. Please stop handing out guns and go get our illegal bombs, please. Thank you.
Thank you. We're now
approval of item 8. Is it, what is it, 8A?
8A.
8A.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you. We're now on item number 9, regular agenda items. There is a comment card on 9F. Would a commissioner wish to pull any other item?
I'd like to pull item 9E and 9L. And move approval of...
Oh, wait, just give me one sec to catch up. Okay, yeah.
9E and 9L and move approval of the remaining outstanding items.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Okay, we will begin with 9E, Inspector General's Report, dated July 15, 2015, relative to the investigation of the Los Angeles Police Department's homicide clearance rates.
Thank you, Commissioners. At the table from my office is also Assistant Inspector General Jim Willis and Special Investigator John Oda. After news articles were critical of the department's murder clearance rates, the department came to the Inspector General's office and asked for us to conduct an investigation of the murder clearance process, looking at the process and the substance. After we had met with the department and talked with them, we both agreed that the report needed to be in public session and outline any of the issues or concerns that we identified in an effort to see if we can improve the process. And through a collaborative effort with the department, we were able to do our investigation and report what we have in front of you. Initially, our concern was that there might be items that were cleared that were not supposed to be cleared or required further investigation. After we looked at the information that we had, we determined that was not the case. We didn't see any cases identified that things were not being investigated appropriately. What we did find were some administrative issues with tracking and reporting the murder clearance rates. Many of those concerns the department had already identified. Some of them we had spoke with them about finding ways to kind of improve. And what we have in our report on the back end of the report are the recommendations that both the department and I have and my office have agreed upon as a way to kind of improve the situation and make sure that we have kind of a tighter control on the murder clearance rates and some of the ways that that information is put out to the public. And subject to any of your questions, my staff and I are here for you.
Morning.
Okay. Questions, Commissioner?
Good morning. Initially, as you might imagine, seeing this as an agenda item and hearing about it, I will admit to having been very concerned about what this could suggest. But after reading the report, I'm satisfied that these were really administrative concerns. And I would also, Chief, like to commend the department for, in advance of our meeting today, working with the Inspector General's office to make sure that these administrative procedures are cleared up. That's really what I wanted to say.
Yeah, good. Guys, anything we're not asking you that we should do?
Well, I would like to say that Jonathan Oda worked on this with Lieutenant Natalie Cortez and Detective John Zambos, Lieutenant Dave Crew, and then Chief Albanese was driving it from the department's point of view. And it was a year, but it was a pleasant year.
Yeah.
And the report stands on its own, but if the chief has anything to say.
Chief. Commissioners, good morning.
Morning.
I think in terms of, the takeaway for the department on this is that we can tighten up some of our administrative controls. So, for example, if somebody may sign a signature block who's acting for a commanding officer, and a year later the inspector general may look at that and you can't identify the signature block. And so we're going to amend Special Order 13 to include a date and a serial number so that we can always identify and ensure that those things are done. And then in terms of the cleared other, all those cases will be entered into CCAD by Robbery Homicide Division, which is another redundancy in terms of ensuring quality and suggestion by the Inspector General's office, and we concur. And so we're happy to tighten up those administrative systems. I said from the beginning in the newspaper articles last year that I had every confidence that the men and women who investigate homicides in the LAPD were doing so in a very conscientious and very thorough way, and I'm happy to see that the Inspector General's report bears that out, because it's a compliment to those that investigate homicides in the LAPD, and I'm very proud of them.
What the report shows is that the heavy lifting and the major issues are done, taken care of them, and the administrative, the things that are left are things that are left. We can always get better. But I was very happy with the report.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We have a motion for approval.
So moved.
Motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're now on item 8F, which was pulled by Common Card. Department's report, dated June 16, 2015, relative to the policies and procedures for statements for officers involved in shootings, in custody deaths, and use of force incidents resulting in significant injury, and the heard only witness form for LAPD sworn form 01.71.02, and the heard only witness form for civilians form 01.71.03, and we have a card from Prentice Jenkins.
Zell Ford, Charlie Africa, Brendan Glenn, we continue to talk about use of force, but the use of force that continues to be used on these individuals is death, and death is a permanent use of force. As my esteemed colleague Bill Watkins here talked about, you guys can't even stop firecrackers going off in people's communities in March. I mean, they're firing firecrackers off in March, and cops are just driving by. So if you can't stop that, how are you going to stop the use of force? We got three men who are dead because of use of force. A few years ago, myself and other colleagues went around the city talking to the mayor. We talked to the city council and telling them something's going to happen. You got to create jobs. No one listened to us. We did that in February. In April of 1992, April 29th, the city burned. After that, everybody listened to us. Because we live in those neighborhoods. None of y'all live in those neighborhoods. We live in those neighborhoods. And after that, everybody listened to us. I'm gonna tell you right now. Listen to me when I say something's going to happen again. I was right the first time. Something's going to happen again. You see those young people that were in here yelling? It was disrespectful yelling at the police commissioner. I see it as disrespectful. They don't, because they're young. Something else is going to happen, folks, just like the riots of 92.
That was number what?
8F. 9F.
9F. So we need a motion for approval of 9F?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. We're now on 9L, Department's report dated July 13, 2015, relative to the non-categorical use of force investigations audit, AD number 15-003.
Welcome, everybody.
Okay. Good morning, sir. Morning, Honorable Commissioners, Chief Beck, Mr. Bustamante, and Mr. Chief Beck and Mr. Delacour. I'm Lieutenant Cheryl Barada. With me today is Detective...
Can you speak into the microphone a little better?
I'm sorry?
Into the mic.
Okay. I'm Lieutenant Cheryl Barada. With me today is Detective 3, Dave Kennedy. We're assigned to Audit Division here today to present the non-categorical use of force audit. Sergeant Eugene Badola, who is the project manager, is also here. Today representing a use of force division is Captain John McMahon, and also Lieutenant Manuel Santoya. Okay. The audit was conducted in accordance with fiscal year 2014-2015 Department Audit Inspection Plan. Audit Division conducted the audit to assess compliance with department policies and procedures as they relate to evaluation and review and oversight of the non-categorical use of force investigations. Audit Division last performed this audit as part of the 2012-2013 annual audit plan. The department has shown improvement since the last audit. However, two sub-objectives reflected less than 95%, and that's two of 20 objectives. The first would be post-incident supervisory review, and that's objective 3B. That involves documentation of involved employees, teams to report of training that was required. And the other is Objective 8E, photographs of employee injuries. One investigation did not include photographs of an employee's reported injuries. The audit, I've already mentioned that, the audit included 20 objectives. The audit findings were presented to the Commanding Officer Use of Force Division and the Assistant to the Director Office of Operations, who were in general agreement with the findings.
Again, I ask that this one be pulled because I just wanted to take a moment to say that in spite of the fact that there wasn't 100% compliance in all areas, it's very close to that. And the improvement in the direction that these audits are going is really positive. And so I just wanted to commend you all for continued diligence.
Thank you. Questions, comments?
We do have one public comment card.
Okay.
We have Mr. Prentice Jenkins.
We continue to talk about use of force, but use of force is met with force also. There's a song called I Fought the Law and the Law Won. When what I say gets here, they're going to be fighting the law. Now, trust me, the law is going to win. The one thing that I can pat Daryl Gates on the back for is when that riot hit, he pulled all these guys out of those neighborhoods because they were waiting for him with all sorts of guns and semi-automatics. A lot of those cops are alive today because of what Daryl Gates did. Let them riot, let them loot, but don't let them kill my officers. I am not an advocate of cops being killed. I'm not an advocate of cops killing innocent people. The reality is that the use of force in the police department is out of control. You got two types of cops. You have Henry Solis and you have good cops. 80% are good cops. And then you got that 10% in the middle that's Henry Solis. You all know who Henry Solis is. That murdering bastard that just walked out of a club and gunned a man down. That's psychotic, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Most of these guys suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. And they smile and laugh and think they don't think it's funny. That's how they hide it. They hide their post-traumatic stress disorder. But guess what? Henry Solis couldn't hide his. He finally gunned some man down that he didn't know. Just shot him to death. Which one of you can't hide yours at some point? At some point, it's going to your PTSD is going to rear its ugly head like Henry Solis's, and a man is going to be murdered, and you're going to murder other people too with use of force.
I need to pull M or undo. Did we?
We continued that one, sir.
Oh, that's continued?
To August 4th.
Oh, good. Okay.
We need a motion for 9L.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're now on item number 10, public comment. We have two comment cards. We have Bill Watkins and Prentice Jenkins.
Mr. President, just a technical correction on items 9C and 9D. The action is to approve the executive director's report, not the department's report on both those items.
Okay.
I apologize for not catching that earlier.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning again. A pleasure to be here. I appreciate it. I'm still suffering, as I said, physically, unfortunately. It's a tough time for me. I wish I didn't OD and it wasn't a dummy growing up. I'm really sensitive to bombs. So I'm here just to speak one more time on that. I brought Margaret Fuentes, a note, age 87, from my neighborhood. I live at 4410 Sinova Street. The street behind my house is Mackenzie. This is Hollenbeck region. And for a few years, somebody on that street has started as early as April to set off firecrackers that are so loud and powerful they make my house shake. I recently lost my dog, and he was so terrified every time that he was literally sick. I'm glad he's not going to be tortured this year. He died, the dog. I hope the police catches the ones that cause us sleepless nights. Respectfully, Margaret Fuentes. There's a Hannah, age 10, on my corner. Why don't the police stop the fireworks? Pretty simple. That's 10 years old. Why don't they stop them? Father Ricardo, to three daughters, has Camilla, age 3, who used to just scream and cry. I said, Ricardo, how'd you deal with the 4th of July this year? Well, we put earplugs on Camilla. She's 3 years old, and we're putting earplugs on her every night. That's just weird. Well, yeah, we're taking away a sense of my 3-year-old daughter every night so she can go to sleep. So it's not all on you guys. It's legislation. We need better California legislation. I'm working on a law to ban consumer fireworks, as Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Delaware has done. There are some states, 4 other states that I know of, that have gone down to sparklers. So we can do this, and I hope everybody in this room, commission included, we get active and work on the lawmakers to make better laws for us to enforce. Meantime, I hope we get a real task force to, in addition to what the city attorney is doing, so I can see it in Hall back, at least where I live. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Prentice Jenkins.
Prentice Jenkins, activist since 1992, publisher of City Life newsletter. I want to continue to impress upon the commission to create a subcommittee of people like us. It's tell them again what you told them. This is the same face that Mayor Bradley's office gave us in 1992. 4 months later, the city erupted in flames. No one listened to us. Everybody laughed. Guess what? They weren't laughing after the city, after 58 people were dead and billions of dollars in infrastructure were burned, looted. They didn't put their heads down. They didn't look away. I mean, they looked away. After it, they didn't. The city attorney asked me what I wanted. He asked a gentleman, Mr. Tutt, what does Mr. Jenkins want? Well, Mr. City Attorney, I've submitted to the Inspector General what I wanted and what we want, a subcommission of people like us. You can't have a subcommission of cops to investigate cops. You can't have a sub. You can only have a subcommission of people who live in the community. You can't have a sub. You can't have a committee of people who don't live in the community. You need a subcommittee of people who live in the community. So I urge the Inspector General to create that subcommittee of us. That's the reason we continue to come back, to give all these people who were killed a voice. All these dead individuals who were killed, we continue to give them a voice. So I urge you to continue to create that subcommittee of us. And don't look away. They looked away in 92 in Mayor Bradley's office. After that, they weren't looking away anymore. They gave us what we wanted after that.
Okay, and there are no other comment cards. We're now on item number 11, closed session. The Board of Police Commissioners will now recess into closed session to discuss item numbers 11A and 11B in accordance with Government Code 54957. Okay.